Blog Talk Radio.
Simon, start her off.
Well, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm.
Hi, Simon. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right. I'm good. You know, we're just saying it's September, so I like September. I like the fall. I love NFL football, so it's kind of my favorite season because it just, you know, Sundays are like magic days for me, because especially now when we have streaming services. We have what in Canada is called the Zone. I'm not sure what the Americans use, but you can watch all the games at the same time. So it's pretty amazing. So this is fun. Welcome to Brainstorm. As Simon said, we are part of the Brain Injury Radio Network off of Blog Talk Radio. We're the only Canadian show, so we give you a Canadian perspective, which is kind of neat. So although we're very, very close, our borders touch. We have the longest standing border in the world with the United States. We have some differences, and I think our relationship with England is probably one of those differences because, as anybody over the age of six knows, in the States, in 1776, they fought a war to sort of end their relationship with Britain. And in Canada, not only have we sort of remained allied and to the Commonwealth, to Britain, but up to this day, we still, all our coins have the Queen on one side of the coin. So obviously, we have a very strong connection with the monarchy and with England. So Simon thought it'd be kind of a cool idea to sort of reflect on the passing of Queen Elizabeth, talk a little bit about memories that we have with her, and maybe even talk about whether we'd want her job. So we got some really cool panelists that we're going to call up and get their opinions. But we encourage you to call. It's a free call. It's 424-243-9540. Really simple. Just give us a call, and we're going to ask you if you have any memories of the Queen, doesn't think good or bad, you know, if you have issues with the monarchy and are wondering why we need a monarchy in 2022. All that stuff we're going to talk about. It's going to be a lot of fun. Simon, looking forward to it?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I just want people's opinions on what the monarchy are to them, or what did the Queen represent to them. You know, I want to find out their opinions, because I look at it for me, I would say it reminds me of leadership, gatherings. On the talking to one another, giving each other various opinions, how things are going with their lives or my life or whatever.
That's so good. I like
or answers there are.
So you saw Elizabeth as Queen Elizabeth as a leader and somebody who collected people and brought people together.
Yeah.
Very nice. And so let's see what other people have to say. I guess we'll call Sandra first. Let me get my little phone numbers here. Again, I remind you, so what would we call people, because we're in Canada, and if we try to make the call, if they call us, they're going to incur long distance charges. But if you're calling from the States, then you will not incur any long distance charges. So we encourage you to call us. Tell us what you think of the Queen. I'm curious to see what people think. I am going to call Sandra and see what she thinks.
Hello?
Hi, Sandra. Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you? How's things?
I'm doing really good. Things are really good with me.
Awesome. Good.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing, Dave?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay. Today was an interesting day. Simon... thought it'd be a neat. Yesterday was the funeral of Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
And we were just kind of trying to, you know, she's been around. She was the queen for, goodness, 73 years or something like that. And she was, so do you have any memories of Queen Elizabeth?
Well, my memory is, probably when she went to England, and also when she came to Canada and she gave us the freedom.
Well, okay. She was, I mean, you know, we've always been sort of friends with England, and they've always made sure that we remained free. And, it's kind of funny because, you know, this is a radio show that even though we're coming out of Canada, mostly American listeners. And the Americans have such a different relationship. They fought the British so they could have their own land. And we sort of, after a while, sort of the England sort of gave us our land. So it's a lot different. But you're right, though. She, you know, she's part of the democracy. She's part of the democratic spirit on some level. So, yeah, you're right.
Well,
you remember her. Yep.
She had to sign a paper.
Yeah.
So that we could get our freedom.
That's right. Yeah, she did. Are you talking about the constitutional sort of shift in the 80s? I think it was 1986.
Yes, the
where she signed and then we were allowed.
Yeah, the constitutional rights for the Canadians.
Very cool. And Sandra, if I asked you, Would you want to be the king or queen of a country?
Well, if I was the king or queen of a country, I think it would be rather, I would have to know a lot.
Yeah.
And I think,
you could surround yourself with really smart people.
Yes, well, personally, I don't think you need to be a king or queen to do what Queen Elizabeth did. You
what
know?
Mean?
Well,
like
you can just use your brain and just get, you know, like for people who don't have certain things, get them the things that they need.
Okay. So you don't need to be a king or queen to make a difference.
No, you can be a regular person and you can make a difference. You can
so
be
a
regular
person,
right? You can write a book and make a difference.
That's right. What do you do to make a difference?
Well, I'm making hats for the homeless.
There you go. You don't need to be a queen to make hats for the homeless. I love that idea. I love the that sort of socialist concept that we all can work together to make the world a better place. I love that. Simon, do you have a question?
Sandra, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think, I want your opinion on what I'm doing in my life. Do you think I'm doing a difference of doing this radio show?
Yes, I do think you're making a difference because you're making others aware of different things.
Interesting.
And different you know, things that people are doing with regular time that they have, instead of being all worried about money and working and all that other stuff. Because if you really think about it, when things are all over and you're dead, can you take the money with you? No.
That's true.
It's like the joke. A guy said, his wife, he wants to be buried with his money. So what happened was his wife wrote a check and buried him with his money.
Love it. I got to ask you questions. This is off the top. It's kind of interesting. Based on what you were saying before, Sandra, can I ask you a question? This is a bit of a hard question.
Yes.
I think it's a hard question, although you might have an easy answer for it. Let's say you're the king of a country. Let's call it Sandra. You're the king of Sandraland. You sustain a brain injury. You sustain a brain injury. You go into a coma, but you come out of the coma, but now you're living with a brain injury. Do you think you should keep being the queen or the king?
Yes.
Okay, and
because
why?
Because you still have the people to help you with what you need help with.
Okay. So you realize there are some limitations, but you still have the role.
Yes, there are limitations to everything in life, but we still make it through. We are the Canadians. We are the North. We are the free.
Wow. There's a lot of pride in Canada. I love it. So let's say if you're the queen or in your instance, the queen, what do you think the best part of being the queen of a country is?
Being able to say things and get things taken care of.
Nice. So having kind of control and power.
Yes.
All right. And Simon, do you have a question?
If you were the queen or king, how would you deal with people with brain injury?
I would basically just have them be treated as everybody else and make sure that they got the best treatment when they have the head injury, so that if they are out in the real world, they can get a job and not have a problem with the job or anything, and it would be suited to their needs.
Oh, nice. Very good. So again, you're talking about being the queen and the king and having an ability to make a difference and a platform to make a real difference much easier than for us, because we have to fight and claw to be heard. The queen just has to open her mouth and everyone wants to listen. So in that way, you have a lot more opportunity to make a difference. That's huge.
Yes.
And that's huge. And that includes if you were going to work with people, marginalized communities, you know, people that need more support, that need more funding. As the king or queen, you can make the difference. That's huge.
Exactly.
Sandra, you have passed all these really difficult questions. I'm going to ask you another question. What do you think the worst part of being the king or queen is?
The worst part of being a king or queen is probably traveling to different places.
That would be tiring.
Yes, very tiring.
Not being able to sleep in your own bed and eat out of your own plates would be very frustrating after a while.
Yes.
I love it. And lastly, we're going to ask you, in your opinion, and I want to thank you very much for your opinion, because you've really given us some great answers to start our show. But in your opinion, do you think there's still room for the monarchy in today's world? Do you think there's still a place for a king and a queen in today's world?
Yes, I do think there is a place for that, but I think they need to maybe shift things to make it better for the rest of the world, so that we're not having all these problems with guns and people getting shot, you know, and all the drug deals and everything, and them getting shot if they don't have drugs because people want them.
Nice. So I think
the worst mistake was getting the drugs legal. Getting them legalized.
That's had an adverse. And you're talking about marijuana, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the easy
marijuana. Well, also the other drug that they use with in the needle. I forget what that one's called. But I mean,
heroin.
Yeah, I hit the heroin because
heroin's a really bad one.
People will feel so great being on the heroin. They'll give themselves too much, and they kill themselves.
Yeah. So we need leaders, which would include in your world royalty, to sort of look out for the people that need their help.
Exactly.
Sandra, you are always an amazing guest. You're not afraid to talk about things and to share with from the bottom of your heart. So I think thank you very much for starting off our show, and continue to have a great night. Simon, do you have anything else you want to say to Sandra? Or?
No, I just liked her opinion of how I'm handling the radio show. She sort of gave me her opinion on what I was trying to figure out from on my own, but I couldn't figure it out on my own.
You have to look at it, Simon. You're helping how many people out there who are listening to this?
I don't know, millions, quadrillions. I don't know how many people listen to this.
Six.
Exactly. So think about how many people you're helping in the world to make a difference.
I think that's a really important thing to say. And Sandra, I don't think you can say anything better. So have a great night, and we will see you very soon. And continue with your hats. I know that I recently received a hat from Sandra, and it's an amazing, amazing design. And more importantly, I can tell you've gotten so much better. And once again, proving that practice makes better. I don't know if it makes perfect, but you're getting pretty close to perfect with those hats. So that's pretty amazing. Thank you, Sandra.
Well, unfortunately, the bad thing with the hats is when people see them, they go, oh, I want this hat. So out of the goodness of my heart, I'm giving it to them.
You are an amazing
person.
But I am
thank still
you,
working.
You are
very welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was kind of neat. That was, you know, Sandra, in that conversation, there were some really interesting questions that we might want to ask our next panelists. But yeah, so the idea is that the queen, whatever she is, whatever the leader is, let's have leaders that are more coming from the heart and less from the, I guess, you know, from the money belt. I don't know. All right, should we call Jan?
Yeah, call Jan.
We're going to call Jan. It's funny because I asked Jan if she wanted to be on. She says, I love being on the radio show, but I don't really have an opinion on the queen. So let's see. We'll call her and see what she has to say. All right, here comes the dial, and Simon, take it away.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. So how are you doing?
Simon, how are you doing? I'm good.
Doing
how are you?
Right. How was your summer?
That was an impressive intro. It's like you practiced that. Have you practiced that? Welcome to Simon Brainstorm. I love that. That was amazing. how are you, Jen?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. So I don't know if warn is the right word. I told the audience that we're going to call you because you're the most amazing guest, but you really don't have too much of an opinion on the queen.
No opinion at all. I mean, I think it's sad that she passed, but I mean, like, I know she's a big part of Canada with the sovereignty and all that, and she's on our money, but I don't really, like, have any opinion of her. It just feels just
You have an opinion on if she should be on our money?
Well, I don't think she should be on our money, but then who will we put on our money? It's not like we would put our prime ministers on our money. Maybe we should put John Lassinger on our money.
Well, your dad has got more of a political career than most
they should put me on the money then.
Yes,
yeah,
Simon.
Put Simon and Dave. Put Dave too. And Danny Kaplan.
The three of you.
In
the face of Simon. And instead of going heads or tails, you go Simon or Dave. And they'll flip the coin. That's funny. Okay, so you don't have much of a connection with the Queen. Do you have any memories of the Queen? Do you have anything like? Do you remember? Does she come up in any part of your life in the last since you know? She's outlived all of. I mean, she's been around since we were born. I mean, that's what's one of the really cool things about her is that she's been around since my mom, who was in her mid 70s, was a little baby, like a little child. Like same with your mom, same with your dad. So she connects our parents, and then she connects to like my kids. Right? Like that, she was still the queen when my kids were are around, right? So my mom at 10 years old and my daughter at 10 years old both kind of had the same queen. I mean, obviously she was much older for Ruby, but I don't know. It's kind of neat.
Like, what's Ruby's opinion of the queen?
Yeah, no, their opinion of the queen is interesting. They're mostly upset, Jen, that they didn't get the day off on Monday. For those of you in America, the decision was made for the provinces to decide in Canada if they were going to give the day off for her funeral. And Ontario,
right,
which is where Toronto is, decided that they were not going to have the kids were not going to have the day off. So that's pretty much the extent of the kids' real emotional connection with the Queen. Okay, so you don't really have.
What
any
about
connection.
Your?
Sorry.
You said your mom. Did you say your mom was? Did you say it was your sister?
Well, my mom,
Queen,
who's in her mid-70s, I think she felt. I don't know. I think it's kind of neat. Like my mom, even though she's in her mid-70s, the queen was the next generation. So you know, when you're in your 70s, there aren't a lot of people.
An older generation.
Yeah, from the old, to say, oh, look, that older generation. So I think maybe in some ways it kind of gave us a sense of mortality because it was a feeling, I don't know, I kind of thought the queen would never die, right? Like she just lived, she felt like she was living forever. But we know that that's not true. That doesn't happen.
She'll be forever in our hearts, Dave.
She'll be forever in our hearts. Well, a lot of people's hearts. My goodness, there was a lot of dignitaries and then just British people in general just lined up to see her, which is nice.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, would you want to be the king or queen of if you were of a country?
No.
No, why?
No, because really, I think, what do they do? Not much. You sit there, you have your government that runs the country. You just take money from the citizens. Like,
that's
what's
right.
The purpose of royalty? No offense to anyone that is royal, and I apologize, you know, if the king is listening to this, and please don't have me off. I'm joking. You know, but what do they, like, I don't understand really what they do. They go and they wave. Like,
it's true.
I find it a pointless thing.
You're right. In a way, you're kind of right, because although, I mean, once upon a time, kings and queens were leaders of their countries.
Right. So
and
there
were
prime ministers.
I don't know very well, but I think there might be some countries that still have that sort of system. But the Queen of England.
Sure, but, I mean, if they do something besides just taking your money, like, then by all means, I'm for it. You know, let's say if they were running the country or doing something for the country, positive even, then for sure, I think that it's fine to have a queen and king. But when they're just people that have nothing to do with the country, like Queen Elizabeth, really, for Canada, I mean, I'm sure she has stuff to do in England. I'm not going to say she's not important for England, but for Canada, really, what did she do for us? She put her face on our money.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you can make the argument that she was somewhat involved in British politics. I mean, I know she met with the Prime Minister on a week-to-week basis, from Winston Churchill to the new lady that they have now. But you're right, in Canada, she has no connection. Although it's kind of weird, like up until the mid-80s, she kind of, it was very much, her role was really glorified. It wasn't a real role, it was more symbolic. But if she wanted to, she could have really messed things up. She had a lot of power that they didn't really take away from her until the 80s, which is kind of amazing. Like she could have said, you know, we're going to war against America or something. I don't know. In your opinion, Jen,
yes,
what is the best part about being a king or queen?
Well, I don't know. I don't think there is a good part.
If you were the king or queen, what do you think the best part of being the king or queen is?
That I could help people. like, yes. Let's say someone's less fortunate, then I could have them come to my castle and have a nice dinner with me, you know, or donate a whole bunch of money to something rather than just being selfish.
Love it. They do live a, they live a very interesting life, don't they? They live a very pampered life.
Yes.
Yeah. Simon, I'm going to ask one more, and then it'll be your turn. What and then I guess the opposite side of the coin, what do you think the worst part of being a king or queen is?
Just that you have no power. Like, you, I mean, not everywhere, but in Canada, you have no power. So what's the point of being a queen if you have no power?
Okay, so it's really symbolic. It's kind of a, it's kind of a tokenism.
It's like a useless title.
Yeah, okay, I agree. I agree. I see what you're coming from. Simon?
If you were the queen or king, how can you change Canada? How would you change Canada from what it was to what it is now?
What a great question. So he's saying you're the king or queen of Canada and you have power. What would you make? What changes would you make? Great question, Simon.
I would give, try and get rid of poverty, like lower the poverty.
Uh-huh.
Would be number one. I don't know. It's just keep it clean. Keeping it clean. Keeping the lakes clean, like not full of pollution. That's another mm-hmm. big thing.
So spend a lot of money on the environment and take some of that bazillions of dollars that you have and spread it around mm-hmm. evenly.
Yep, help people out.
I love it. Jan, I have this new idea. It's not a new idea. I don't know where I got it from, but I'm sure it's an idea that many people have thought about. There's no, like, after a certain point, I'm not sure what the number is. Maybe it's 50 million or maybe it's 40 million or 100 million. But after a certain amount of money, you don't need any more. So they should take all the, like, let's say Musk, Elon Musk or Bezos, whatever that guy's name is, or Gates. Like, they've got $100 billion, $80 billion. Take $79 billion and give it to the people who need it. Because if you have $1 billion, your kids and your grandkids and your great grandkids can live off the interest of that money. You don't need
probably more than that.
I know. Yeah. Like, let's. I really feel it. I feel like we've reached a place where it's sick. Like, people, we have so many poor people, and then we have this
want society.
That's right. And then we have like this,
like
this
people that have want more.
And that's it. That's the. It's horrible. But, you know, and I'm not even, I think it's a human condition. I'm not saying they're bad people for wanting more, because I think if I came up, it's easy for me to say it when I have, you know, $2,000 in the bank or whatever I have in the bank to sell, tell you, oh yeah, if I had $10 billion, I would give $9 billion away. But maybe if I had $10 million, I'd want to keep it all for myself. Who knows? But I do know it would be a better place if we sort of, took all that money, that excess money that sits there, and just give it to people. There's no reason that Canada
positive.
Or United States should have any kids that that go to bed hungry. It just It shouldn't be. And you know, and there shouldn't be. You shouldn't.
Kids,
you know,
are
like,
adults.
Yeah,
just
kids are adults.
Kids.
You should not
like adults, seniors.
Everybody, everybody. We should all have like something.
Animals.
Like, and not just enough to get by, but enough to enjoy our lives. There's too many people out there that, you know, they can literally burn money. And then there's people that are scraping pennies together. And it's frustrating because we could make it a lot better if we weren't so greedy and so, you know, me. Anyway, but okay, those are good points. And then a great question, Simon. And then last question, and I think I know the answer because of what we've been talking about, is do you think there's a place, still a place for monarchy in today's world?
Is there still a place for the monarchy in Canada or in general?
Yeah, I mean, you can say Canada, but I would say more England. Do you think England should keep the monarchy or should just, I mean, get rid of it, you know, Queen's gone?
I think they should keep it. It's what they are, you know.
Okay.
The British have their stiff upper lip.
Okay, so it's part of their identity.
I think so.
I love that. I thought you would say the opposite. So that's why I love asking the questions, because you never know what the answers are going to be. Simon?
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Jan, or do you want to wish her a good night? Or?
Okay, Jan, I thank you for your opinion on what you think of the Queen and King of the monarchy. So I hope you have a good night, pleasant dreams, and I hope to see you soon at Cheers at the office when this whole thing clears up.
The festival is done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice. Thank you, Jen.
It'll be lovely when they open. Thank you so much. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. That was interesting. Now, Jen. Oh, now I'm all alone. Let me give Simon a call. We'll give Simon a call back. Jen had a, was interesting. The she really doesn't believe that we need a royalty, especially in Canada. It is kind of weird to have the queen on your money and a lot of that stuff. Let me call Simon. So we're calling Simon back. Get him back on here. Can't be the Simon and Dave show without Simon and Dave. Let's call again. And we'll ask, yeah, so in a second I'm going to call Rose. Roseanne is a big fan of the Queen, so I think she'll be interesting. The call failed or was not answered. What's going on here? Let me try again. Well,
hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm all right. You cut me off when you cut Jan off.
You must have pushed the button twice. I'm really sorry. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I apologize for that. That was not cool. Okay, yeah. So I was telling the audience that Jan is kind of anti-monarchy in some ways, or just doesn't understand the reason for monarchy, especially in Canada. I think Roseanne, who we're going to call next, actually has some good memories of the monarchy. So let's give her a chance to share those with us, and I'm going to call her right now. I like your question about what changes would you make if you were the queen or king. It's a really good question. All right.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm. How are you?
Hi, Simon. I'm doing well.
Hi, Roseanne.
So, I have a question for you before Dave questions you.
Okay.
The question is, what do you think of the monarchy?
What do I think of the monarchy?
Yeah.
There you go. We're not easy. We're not starting with the easy questions. We're going to hit you with the hard ones right off the bat. What do you think of the monarchy?
I know this. Let me just go to... Okay, here we go. I think the queen means honor and stability. So now we need that to come from the new king. He needs to be regal, steadfast, and as stable as his mother was. Throughout most people's entire lives, she was on the throne. So he needs to be able to be there, be just stable. And... I've been watching a lot of biographies about her. She's had a very, very interesting life.
Has she? Like, what do you think? First of all, and we talked about this with Jan before, but I agree with you. Like, she is amazing because she has connected, like, all these generations. You know, I read somewhere that the first prime minister. But how, the first prime minister that she served, that was the prime minister when she started serving, was Winston Churchill, and he was born in 1874. And then the last prime minister, who just came into office, she was born in 1975. So it was a 100-year difference between the people when they were born as prime minister. Like she said, like 15 prime ministers were in office while she was the queen. That's incredible. That's, she really did, like you say, connect us not only from our childhood, but connected us from our parents' childhood.
Right, and then she connects everybody together. We all have that in common.
That's right.
You know?
Which is really awesome. It's kind of like, you know, you think of the pillars that keep societies together. And, I mean, there's, you know, rules and social norms and all that stuff. But things like, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving and NFL football season, there's like things that we are really used to and have comfort in, you know. And the Queen was one of those things. She made things sort of, it was almost a calmness. Like, there, you know, you knew it was coming. You know that she was the Queen. She's always been the Queen. Do you think that will change it? Yep.
And I guess. Right? Because you knew she would be there. She was there.
Yeah, you're right. It's a really good point. You know, like I don't know. And now I'm getting on a tangent and Simon's going to have to reel me in. But, like, it's really cool. Like, even, like, our world is so changing now. Even things like, and this is silly, but it's true, though. We used to know that the Cheers was going to, like, the TV show Cheers was on Tuesdays. Or 60 Minutes was on Sundays. And we kind of had those. And now we just stream everything and we just sort of watch it when we watch it. And there's no
when
more.
We
like
watch
this, yeah. Or no. And we don't even watch. No one watches the same stuff together because there's so many things out there. You don't have, you know, I remember when Friends was on in the 90s. After the episode of Friends, everybody watched it and we just talk about it. That doesn't really happen anymore. Or even if like, let's say, if there's something, I'm giving a horrible example, but the Cobra Kai, which is the Netflix Karate Kid show, sort of reimagination. I mean, it's on. I know people that have watched it, but everyone's at a different place, and maybe some people watch a couple of episodes. Maybe a lot of other people have finished watching it. We don't have that sort of same thing where we can all go around the water cooler on Friday morning and say, "Hey, did you see Friends?"
Right.
Because it's different now.
Have you noticed Lord of the Rings? Have they had a whole bunch of them, right? And everybody went to theaters to see them. Now, I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Right.
They have like subsets of the movies.
Oh, really?
So it's like a whole bunch of them, like 10 per movie or something like that. And it's very interesting because it goes into a whole different thing than you would have thought, you know?
Right. It's fascinating. It's fascinating, the world. I mean, I don't know. I like living in 2022, but it goes fast and it feels fragmented more so. Simon, do you have a question now that I've gone into the... Bring us back to the Queen, Simon.
Right.
That's the TV from 1990. Help.
Okay, if you were in her shoes, would you be mean, honest, or one of those queens, everything is mine and you don't get anything from me?
Greedy? I would want to be honest, but I would have greedy tendencies.
That's such an honest answer. That's an honest answer, Roseanne, because if you give, you know, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I think it's nice enough. It's always good when we were talking with this with Jan a bit. It's always nice to say, oh, you know, if I had all the money in the world, I'd give it all away. But that's easy to say when you don't have any money. It's a lot different when you have a lot of money, and then it's not so easy to give it all away because, you know, it's your money. It's always easy to sort of, yeah. But no, you're honest. You would be a little bit greedy. I think that's really honest.
Yeah.
Simon had another. Do you remember your other question, Simon, about what would you do if you were the queen?
Yeah. What would you do if you were the queen and you had a palace or a mansion? What would you do with would you rent out the rooms, or would you have servants?
That's nice. So yeah, so very cool. That's a different question than I thought, but that's a really good question too. What would you do? Would you do you think you would have servants? Do you think you would you would live in a huge mansion?
If I had servants, it wouldn't be like servants, it'd be like workers but friends as well. If that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. And then the other question, that's the other part to the question that Sam was asking that he asked before, and I thought was a great question he came up with, so I'm going to steal it. If you had the power of a queen or king of Canada, and you could make changes, what changes would you make?
What changes would I think? Tough one.
It is.
Because I think things as they are would ruin a democracy, and everyone would vote on how things change instead of just having one person say it's going to be this way. I think that's better, but sometimes having a deciding vote is good too. Even though a survey, say, and then the queen would be the deciding vote. No, we're going to go this, you know?
Okay. So you'd make it like a constitutional democracy where you would listen to the people, and whatever they wanted, you would follow through with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And what do you think the best part of being a king or queen is?
The best part of being a queen. I'm not sure. I would think it would be something to do with having the ability to get food from wherever you want.
It's great. Because you can imagine, you've got ultimate money. You know, you go to a restaurant, and it's 5 minutes past the closing time. You're the freaking queen. You think they're not going to open the door for you? Of course they're going to open the door for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Food is a big thing in life. No matter, you know, food, no matter. It's all about food. So.
It's all about the food. And then, Simon, do you have a question for Roseanne?
Okay, Roseanne, I'm going to ask you a question, too, on this radio show.
Okay.
Do you think that me and Dave have done a big change in your life or anyone else's life with this radio show?
Yes. Definitely in my life, for sure, because it makes me think about things that I would not always think about, and I'm just a lot more centered because of that. So thank you.
Holy cow! I feel like we should say that as well. Thanks for that. That feels great. All right, that's very lovely. And last question. Do you think that there is room for a monarchy in 2022? Or do you think it's something that sort of belongs more in the past?
I like the monarchy, so I don't know. I think room for it. But
No, I was agreeing with you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, all right.
I think there's room for it. It's not like because we're a constitution. constitutional monarchy or a democratic monarchy? Is that the way it goes?
Yeah,
yeah, because it's that way, you kind of have the best of both worlds. So it's
you have the pomp and circumstance and the sort of the tradition and the lineage of the monarchy, and then you have democracy to let people sort of be able to make a change in their own lives and have control of things in their own lives. Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
I think that is perfect.
I love it.
I think it's good.
I kind of agree with you. It's going to be, you know, as we talked, we've only known Elizabeth as the queen. It'll be really interesting when Charles sort of takes over, and not now when it's just, when it's like, you know, everything's about the funeral and stuff, but in a month or two, when he becomes the king. Will we look at the monarchy the same way when he's the leader as opposed to Elizabeth? Because Elizabeth, whatever you want to say about her, good or bad, she always felt like she had...
Is he going to make a whole bunch of changes up front that are just going to, like, throw a big...
Yeah, who knows? If he makes these changes... But even just having him as the leader, like, will you look at him and go, you know, that's silly. I mean, he doesn't look like a king.
Yeah.
Or will we accept him as the, because he's been Prince Charles for so freaking long. And there's always been that, you know, and then he had Diana and he had Camilla, and it just feels like he doesn't have, I don't want to be disrespectful, but it doesn't feel like he has royalty when you look at him. You know, you don't look at him and go,
and you think, oh yeah, that's Prince Charles, and
exactly,
yeah,
this is Charlie, you know. So I don't know, we'll see. But I guess that's the fun part of it, is we'll live through it and see what happens. You know, I remember when Trump was president, when he first became president, I was like, I can't even imagine that. And I mean, he was president, so I mean, you know, so maybe we accept everything. I guess I don't know. All right, Simon. Tell Roseanne how amazing she was, and we'll let her go and have a great night.
Roseanne, thank you for your opinion on the Queen or the monarchy, and thank you for giving me a little more confidence in myself telling me how wonderful my job is.
No problem. Thank you so much, Roseanne.
Awesome. Alrighty. Bye, Roseanne. Have a great night. Thank you again.
Good night.
Alrighty. All right, I'm going to hang up on Roseanne and hopefully not hang up on Simon again. Okay, good. Well, that was interesting. What do you think, Simon?
It's getting very interesting stories.
I know, we're hearing, you know, because everyone has a different opinion on the Queen. Like, you have some people who think that she's amazing and they wouldn't, you know, can't imagine a life without her. Other people just don't care, who think, whatever, like, she's just a, I mean, we're sad she died because no one wants to see anybody die, but it's a lot easier to see somebody die at 96 than at 36, right? So she lived her life, and anyway. We're going to call Mark, I'm very curious to see what Mark's opinion is, and again, if anybody wants to call in, we will ask you what your opinion is of the Queen. Please call in at 424-243-9540. Don't be shy. We won't bite. But we will talk to Mark. Let me call Mark so that Simon could introduce himself to him. Okay. Sorry, guys. I should get some music for when I'm dialing. Dialing music. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Hey, Ol.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah,
welcome
your
to
number
science.
Is still coming up. Hey, your number is still coming up as New York City.
That is so strange.
No word of a lie. It's still. It's coming up as New York City. New York
that
State.
Is
so.
Interesting. Because I know that this channel or this radio station is out of the West Coast. I think it's Seattle. So it's so funny that it's coming up as New York, because it's about as far away from New York as you can do in America. But whatever. But thank you for taking our call. Welcome to what are we welcoming him to, Simon?
Simon and Dave's Brainstorm.
There you go.
Brainstorm. Okay.
Brainstorm.
I thought it was something else, but all right.
All right. Mark, thank you for taking our call. And we are talking about the Queen. I don't know if you noticed that the Queen passed away a few weeks, last week. And they had the funeral on Monday. And Simon thought it'd be really interesting because the Queen has been in all our lives. There are very few people that haven't had the Queen in their entire life. She was the ruler for so long. And I'm so curious because I don't want to make any assumptions. I'm going to ask you straight up. Mark, first of all, did you have any memories of the Queen?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It was actually the last time she visited here in Toronto. Back in 1980, like the late 80s. Must have been 83, 84. Okay. No. Yeah, had to be 84, 85. Anyway, nonetheless, it was in the 80s.
Okay.
And during that time, during the visit in the 1980s, he ended up actually coming to Toronto, and myself and a Sea Cadet Corps was on HMCS Haida. One of the officers, training officers, her name is Ellen Kosick.
Mm-hmm.
She had firing a gun. I had firing B gun, and we fired off on the B gun.
Wow.
So, but there was two, four, six of us that had guns. And it was because of the 21 gun salute. So at that time, was running, and HMCS Haida was stationed at that time, and we were in Ontario Place, obviously. So when we actually had the honor of the 21 gun salute test for the Queen, and she was actually at the CN Tower at that time, or going to the CN Tower. So, and the person that actually took for the Queen, it was a huge privilege for him. His name was Peter George. He was the chef at the CN Tower at that time.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So the Queen got her new chef because after seeing him at the CN Tower when he was a chef at the CN Tower.
I don't know. The chef was actually cooking for her.
Oh, okay.
He actually owns the restaurant. He owns the restaurant and 360 restaurant.
Right.
They shut it all down just for her.
Wow.
Just to have her own little private party kind of thing.
That's so
amazing. All the dignitaries and everything else was down there, so at
that's
that time.
Beautiful.
And the chef, like I said, his name is Peter George. He was the executive chef at the 360 restaurant.
That's so cool.
He just recently retired, so.
Wow. Who is a young one there? What do you think of the Queen? What do you think of the monarchy?
Personally?
Yeah,
I think
please.
A great one.
Cool. No, I want to hear that opinion. I was hoping to get that opinion.
You see, years and years ago, back in the day, there was no such thing as queens. They always had the king.
Right.
But it wasn't until until Queen Elizabeth ended up actually taking over the monarchy and being the very first female. I think it was Queen Elizabeth or the Queen Victoria. I'm not sure which.
Well, Victoria was Victoria was before Elizabeth, yeah.
Right. So, it must have been, but the reigning of that whole era, the queen was actually Queen Elizabeth.
Right.
And nobody else has ever gotten that far. Doesn't matter who. Like, no sovereign ever gone that 70 years. Like, who does
that? She just passed Victoria a few years ago, right? Like, I don't remember if Victoria was 63 or 64 years, and Elizabeth ended up at 71 or 72 years, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I did find out there was I think he was the king of Swaziland, and he has the record for the longest reign. He was the king for 83 years. But I think it's another cheat. He took over at four. I think he was four when he took over, and of course his mother really ran the country until he was older. But he technically became the king at four, and then he died at 87. So he was a king for 83 years, which is amazing. But if she would have taken over at four, she would have been the queen for 93 years or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what do you think the best part of being – what do you think the best part of being a king or queen is?
It's a lot of headaches. But you actually got a lot of perks as well. So
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What do you think the perks are?
For example, you got not one but four castles that you can actually have a choice in living in.
Right.
And you also have chefs that will actually willing to cook for you on a daily basis. But the only problem is that with the royalty, there's certain things that you can't do. There's a lot of things that the queen wasn't allowed to do. She couldn't just go out on her own. She couldn't just go and say, hey, guess what? I'm going for a walk. No, she couldn't do that. She had to have a guard with her at all times. So really to have that freedom, no. She didn't have the freedom of what she wanted to do.
Interesting. So, yeah, so the good thing is that she could do everything. The bad thing is she couldn't – she had no – anonymity. She couldn't go out in the street without everybody knowing it was her. And then you're right. She was sort of saddled with a whole bunch of expectations and limitations based on her role. So she couldn't just go out drinking on a Saturday night. She had to maintain a certain composure.
Right. Now, I don't know if you know this, but doesn't matter who you are, I don't care if you're in the royalty or not, but the queen and princesses and all these people, anybody that's part of the sovereign, especially the females, they are not allowed. The females are not allowed to cross their legs at all, period.
Huh. Did not know that. Interesting.
They are not allowed to cross their ankles, but they cannot cross their legs.
And that's a great example of the limitations of being royalty. Like, you don't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even, there's even certain ways you can't sit. So you really do have a lot of constrictions. Before I ask you some really hard questions, I want to ask you a yes or no question. If you had the choice of being the king of Canada, would you want that role?
No.
No. And why not?
Too much responsibility, and it would be a lot of stress on a lot of me. If you were to be king, you don't have one role in the king. You got several. You got to be prim, you got to be proper, you got to know what to say. You can't just tell and say it without thinking. You got to turn and know exactly what you're doing before you do it.
Very good. Very good.
If you think, let's face it, you're done.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Simon, what do you think? What are you going to ask Mr. Mark?
Okay. Since she likes horses and horse racing, what name would you give Woodbine Racetrack? What name would you give it to since the Queen has passed?
Oh, okay. You want to honor the Queen by changing the name of the racetrack. What would you call it?
Obviously the Queen. Queen Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth II Racetrack. I love it. And can I, Simon, ask the question? I love the question about if you were the King of Canada, what changes would you make?
Oh, what I would change.
No, just, I want to ask Mark that question because you came up with that one. I think it's an amazing question.
Oh, if you were the king or queen, what changes would you make in Canada?
Change the government.
What do you mean?
If I could. Well, let's think about it this way. All of a sudden, our inflation rates just went up through the roof.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we turn and get rid of the, we have to turn and wipe the state clean and find a new board of members of Parliament. But the only problem with that is that the Queen can only do so much. She can't get involved in politics. So that kind of kills that idea. But as for being, if I were the king or queen, what changes I would make? Not very much. There's nothing to change, really. You can't change anything. Not legally.
Let's say we gave you power. You're right, though. In the constitutional monarchy, they don't really have power. But let's say
Simon said
you have power now. You have power. You almost have, I don't want to say dictatorial, but you have control of making any sort of change you want in this country. What change would you make?
Any changes, change the government. If I had the power and you gave me the power, or anybody gave me that power, I would change government.
Nice.
Made us all.
All right. Just get rid of everybody and start again.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
start a new slate.
Thank you. And I think I know the answer to this, but do you think there's room for the monarchy in 2022? Or do you think it's something that belongs in the past?
No, actually, there should be a figurehead in some kind of state. And if I was a figurehead, this thing would go in chaos.
Nice. Okay.
I'm being honest. Like, there, without a head, okay, there would be chaos.
That's true. That's true. And you think, and the monarchy has that. Okay. Simon?
Okay. It would be chaos. If there was chaos, how would you stop the chaos of people destroying one another, arguments and all that, the way things are going now, shootings on the streets, cops getting shot, people getting stabbed? How would you be able to change any of that?
Stricter laws. More stricter and more punishable laws.
Very cool.
Because without these laws, we cannot do laws and as strict as the United States or any country for that matter. For example, I'll give you a prime example. In some parts of the states, they have capital punishment. You go out and stab somebody, or you stab anybody, doesn't matter who it is. You can stab 14 people. There could be one. It all depends on the state. You can be facing the death penalty.
Interesting.
But it has to be by
a stricter and just put people, you know, do the crime, you do the time, sort of thing, and make them.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I love
it. Like, I remember one time before David Baker was even, when Trudeau was around, okay, there was capital punishment here in Canada. But all of a sudden, Trudeau shows up and says, hey, we're abolish the death penalty. We don't need the death penalty. So guess what? We're going to abolish it. That's fine. No problem. But problem was, now you got more crime. Now you got more crime, you got more victims, and you got more people getting killed for no justification at all. So, and then you do not have more, your laws, you have no respect as the laws say in the States, Dubai, or any other country for that matter. We have one of the strictest laws in gun control, but as for the crime, no. The crime is just absolutely outrageous. Our crime rate is just almost right through the roof.
Yeah, you're right.
But this is the thing. This is what really kills me. Getting on topic. This is what really kills me. We have the strictest gun laws in the world. In all the world, we have the strictest gun laws. But yet, anybody can walk down the street and stab somebody and not think twice of doing it. And then you got these guys that are outlawed, and they can get these automatic rifles and all this kind of stuff. Why? Because, hey, guess what? We're going to transport it from the United States to Canada or wherever the heck they can get them, and they're going to turn and do whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
Now, figure it out when
Violence has really reared its ugly head. Last question, and then Simon can say goodbye to you, Mark. I wish I would have asked everybody this because I think it's kind of a neat question and it's kind of interesting in our community. There's a king of, I don't know, the king of Dallas Cowboy Land, I don't know. And this king has a brain injury that leaves him in a coma for a few months, and he comes out, mm-hmm. and he is affected mm-hmm. by the brain injury. Mm-hmm. What would you do? You keep the king in power, or do you have him move, or you know, find another person to take over?
Well, it all depends on what state of mind he's in.
Sorry?
It all depends on how his brain of ABI is actually being affected. If the guy can't think for himself or can't talk for himself, okay, find Danny. Find something that can talk for him. But if he can't do the job, all right, then, yeah, you would have to find somebody else. But if he still can do the job and he's able to turn, and even though he may need assistance, then you give that guy a chance. Just don't put the rug underneath his feet just because he's got a disability. That's not right. That's not fair to do. That's not fair.
Well,
let's be fair about this.
I agree with you 100%. That's a great answer. You had a lot of great answers. You're never afraid to talk your mind. Simon?
Thanks for coming on, Mark.
Yep.
And thank you for your opinion. And I hope you have a good night and pleasant dreams.
Yeah.
You too, buddy.
Sorry, we'll try to figure this New York thing out. It's very interesting.
Yeah, please do. It's kind of weird.
It is weird. Have a great night, Marky.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
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 All right. We are going to call Marshall. I'll remind everybody people are listening, but they don't have an opinion because the Queen really didn't affect America that much. But if you want to call and tell us your opinion on the Queen, 424-243-9540. We'll call Marshall. We'll see what he has to say. And then I guess we'll end by telling each other what we feel about these questions. All right. Here comes Marshall. Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, it's really interesting because I don't really know what people are going to say. I don't, you know. You think you know, and then they surprise you.
You think you know that what they're going to say, but you never know what people are thinking.
That's right.
Hello.
Welcome to Simon and Dave's Brainstorm, Marshall.
What do you mean?
Hi, Marshall. How are you, buddy?
Good. Yourselves?
Good.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm just getting sleepy doing this show right now.
I know. It gets late.
You know what? You know what? One day here or there, for the benefits it brings, is worth it.
Mm.
Marshall, I'm going to just call you the silver lining because you find the silver lining in everything. I love that.
You know,
And I don't mean to. I'm not blowing smoke up your butt because it's all about perspective. Like, you know, you can glass half full, half empty, and you always find a way to find the positive. And I think it's an amazing quality, and I love being part of it.
It's who I am now. It isn't who I was. It's who I am. You know what? If you lie once, you've lied. If you lie all the time, you're a liar. So what you do dictates who you are.
That is true.
So and now I do this all the time, so it's who I am. It's not no longer what I do.
That is amazing and true.
You know what?
You
if I was able to find
I think you're the guy in our community. One of the guys, but you are one of the guys in our community. Really, people really look up to, and people really respect your honesty and your commitment to really say, to not just talking it, but walking it. And I think that's huge.
Thank you.
But yeah, so you're one of the pillars. And that's my awkward segue into another person who was a real pillar in her community was the Queen. And so Simon came up with the idea of talking about the Queen. And, you know, she just passed. She just had her funeral, I think, yesterday. She's been a part of all of our lives, even if it hasn't been intimately, but she's been on the periphery of our lives, all our lives. So I guess my question to you is, do you have any memories of the Queen? Do you have a favorite memory?
A weird memory is, indirectly, is when I was in junior high in our cafeteria. We had a picture, a painting of the Queen, and I remember being part of a food fight, and something hit us, and I remember right away, a few of us jumped on the table, and cleaned it off right away. Because that, even when I was a teenager, that was sacrilegious, you know?
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. I remember, and the Queen had a special, when you went to like junior hockey arenas, I don't know about your experience, but the Queen is often on the, like, displayed in the arena. And you're right, and that's that. I think I equate it, because Americans don't have the Queen, but they have their flag. And you know how people, like, you know, I think you go to jail if you burn a flag. Like, it's really, really patriotic.
Yes, it's very.
I can see you, you know, and you're junior high kids or high school kids, and, you know, you're probably a boy, so you're just ruffians. But yet you know enough to clean the frame so that the Queen wouldn't be destroyed. I mean, there's something really cool about that.
Yes.
That's really neat.
It was a cool memory. I have more personal connection with the Queen Mum than I did with the Queen. Yeah.
Okay.
Queen Mum, she used to stay down the street when she came to Toronto. She would stay down the street from my house.
Really?
There was an estate, like, you know, five blocks from me, and it was the McDougal estate, and so Queen Mum always stayed there.
Did you have any interactions? I don't know, conversation might be crazy, but did you see her close?
Oh yeah, we you know, you'd hear on the news whenever the Queen Mum was here, and so we'd go by the estate, wait for her to drive in or out, and she'd do that Queen wave.
Now you're the first person that we've talked to that had an actual close encounter with royalty. Did she give off an aura of royalty? Did she feel regal? Or
Well, the car, the way she dressed, the way she carried herself, even the way she waved to us. You know, that Queen wave.
Yeah. That's iconic. Simon, do you have a question for Marshall?
Okay. I'm gonna have some fun with this.
Okay,
Marshall.
Yeah.
If you were a king or queen, whichever way you would want to have fun with this, what kind of aura or respect do you think you would get if you would walk into a restaurant or a school? What kind of aura do you think you would have?
I think of if people would recognize me for certain, like, for kindness, and you know, that's truly how I want to leave my mark. So if I had royal title, I'd make that my platform.
Love it. Would you want to be the king if I said to you, Marshall?
No.
You can be the king again. You wouldn't want to be. You know what? I can't remember.
No, thank you.
I think we've had six guests or five or six guests. Nobody wants to be the king or queen.
No, thank you.
So why wouldn't you want to do it?
because, you know, with, you know, the old saying, with great power comes great responsibility. It's more than that. I truly don't want to live my life under a microscope.
I hear you.
That's why I went to school for politics, and I thought I'd go into politics, but I have so many skeletons in my closet, I don't need those revealed and pulled out.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be next month's episode of Simon and Dave Brainstorms. It's called Marshall's Skeletons in His Closet.
you need more time than you have for an episode.
Well, you know what? Let's leave them in the closet. I mean, you've turned the door. You've closed that door and moved on to the next part of life.
Yes.
What, Mark? Simon, another one? Do you have another question or?
Well, let's see. Another one. Do you think, from the time that me and you met, do you think I have the power of royalty, you know, from since I met you and that me and Dave started this show? Do you think I have power of royalty?
Well, that's a stretch for anybody, but, you know, as far as cheers would go, I would say somewhat.
There you go. I would say, yeah, that's a tough question. That's an interesting question, Simon. The power of
so far as the cheers world, yes, maybe.
There you go. Maybe you're definitely a personality.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to stay on your good side. So if you do become the king of cheers, I want you to remember that I'm your friend. That's cute. That's awesome. Thanks for asking that, Simon. And that is a very interesting response. That's a very good answer to that question. Good job, Marshall.
No problem.
Do you think that there is room for royalty in 2022? Do you think the monarchy is sort of an archaic convention that probably fits better in the past, or do you think it still has merit now?
Well, you know, but it's funny because a lot of times on a day-to-day, it feels like it's outdated, but mm-hmm. then you have stuff like the passing of the queen, and mm-hmm. she was on the throne for so long, and even though she's really a figurehead more than anything, I think she's loved worldwide. Obviously, yeah. You saw the response.
Absolutely.
And I didn't even know how many of the royal families in other countries are from the same bloodline.
I know.
They're not just royalty, they're related.
I know. And then there's questions of, well, inbreeding and stuff like that, which is kind of, that's reared its ugly head in European monarchies in the last 600 years, but that's another, that's 2 weeks from now, that topic. So you think there? So yeah. So you're right though. In the day to day life, you kind of go, "What the heck is this royal thing? Why are the British spending all these millions of dollars on this family?
Right.
And why do I have a old woman on on my coin that has nothing to do with my country in many ways? But then you're right. Even though in a day to day existence, you feel like there's no need for it. And sort of the larger macro societal sort of structure, it feels like it would be missing something if we didn't have them around, if we didn't have the tradition and the pomp that goes with royalty. So
yep, I think in my opinion it would be better if they taught us what the monarchy does.
Yeah, that's true.
What they're, you know, because we never learned that in school. And it's funny is the queen, her salary is $1 million a year.
Wow.
And the queen mother, I just watched a huge thing on because I get all the channels. So I was watching Smithsonian
uh-huh.
and the queen mother would go over her budget six to sometimes sixfold a year. And Queen Elizabeth would pay off the debts out of her personal wealth.
That's nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So so the Queen Mother was a bit of a spender.
Well, she threw these parties,
okay.
And she always entertained and stuff. So.
It's fascinating. I love to hear about your connection with the Queen Mother.
And the funny part is, I have a cousin, a year younger than me, who I grew up with. She lives in the Canary Islands now,
okay.
And she hosts, her and her husband host Charles and Camilla when they come to the Canary Islands.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
that is,
my cousin.
Those are some big parties.
That's
that is
weird.
Yeah, that's so neat.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, Marshall, Simon, do you want to say a final word and then thank Marshall?
Okay, Marshall. I've been asking people, clients, about this. What do you think of this show? You think this show is changing your life somewhat since you had your brain injury?
It's only positivity. And, you know, it's focused, it's like the government in so far as it's for us, by us, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
of us, you know, so all the guests are people with brain injuries and it's done by somebody with a brain injury and it's for people with brain injuries, you know, so it's of the people, by the people, for the people. So that's what a government is in a democracy. In a democracy.
Wow.
So I find it very helpful, and you know, there's some great insights here. Good topics explored. Yeah.
Nice, Marshall.
And
I'm
glad to be part of it.
Answers, so I thank you for being on, and have a great night. I will call you in the morning and talk about some stuff. Okay.
No problem.
Thanks, Marshall. Good night.
You just have a good night. Night.
You too.
Good night, Marshall.
All right. So before we go, let's answer. We didn't really. I think I know the answers, but let me see. Your memories of the king of the queen had to do with her leadership and the ability that she had in bringing people together. My memory of the queen. Man, I got no memory of the queen. I think that I was more kind of connected to Diana, and I remember the weddings. So I remember the royal wedding with Diana and Charles, and then the one more recently with William and I'm drawing a blank on her name. Remember what's William's wife's name?
Kate.
She's got brown hair. Kate. That's right. Kate Middleton. That's right. Kate. Thank you. Would you want to be the king or queen of Canada, Simon?
Me?
Yeah.
If I had a chance?
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
you do it?
King of Canada, not really. But for what I do for Cheers, this radio show,
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like someone that has a little bit of power of royalty, but depends on how people think of me.
I love it. So you like the power that like the radio show gives you and the voice it gives you, but you wouldn't want to have it 24/7.
No.
Gotcha. All right. What do you think the best part of being a king is? Oh, but I wouldn't want to be the king of Canada either. So I'll answer the questions as well. What do you think the best part of being king is?
Best part of being king.
What would it be, yeah.
I wouldn't have to cook for myself. I would have servants.
Yeah.
Clean my room, wash my clothes.
I love it. I agree. My favorite part is that I think I could travel anywhere I want, right? Like you have the money to do whatever you want. And you couldn't travel wherever you want because I think your life is so dictated by the schedule that is, you know, the royal schedule, I'm imagining. But still, I'm sure, you know, you should get away for a couple of weeks and I would love it. I would love to travel the world. I don't mind having, it'd be nice to have a chef or I don't know. I'd rather do my own laundry, but you know, they can cook for me. What the heck? They can do my laundry too. It'd be nice. What do you think the worst part of being the king? What do you think the worst part would be?
Worst part?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone probably would want your head on a platter.
Oh my goodness, you got violent. I just thought that the worst part would be that you could never have your own life. You always have to. Everyone would know you, so you would never be able to just go out. That would be really difficult. You would have, your schedule would be crazy because you just have to do all these functions. That would be difficult. I mean, you get to drive from function to function in nice cars, and you get to eat good food when you're at the place.
Well, at least you wouldn't be able to drive. You would have someone drive you
Merry
around.
Christmas,
like, yeah. I have Wheel-Trans coming to my door and driving me around. That's almost,
you know,
feels like royalty.
Well, there you are. You're a bit of royal. And last but not least, I want to include the question you sort of came up with. What, if you were the king of Canada, what changes would you make?
What changes would I make?
Mm-hmm.
I would make certain things much more stricter than what it is.
You'd make things much more stricter than what? And what's that? What do you mean by that?
Well, look what's going on. Look what's going on now.
Right.
Killings, stabbings in stores.
Yeah.
I would tighten up security in the fields of foods, you know, stuff like that. I would put enforcement in Canadian Tire, Walmart. I would make sure businesses had security more solid.
Love it. Very good. Improve security, make people feel safe. My answer, and I think I talked about it at the beginning of the show, if I had control, I would take all the money from the super rich, like not all the money, but like everything past a certain point, and I would collectively put it into a pool of money for the less fortunate to make sure that that money would easily pay for all the poor people to make sure they ate well and they had proper education for the kids. There's no reason. I mean, the one thing I hate about the royalty is it's a total lottery. Like, you don't, at least if you're a president, you get elected. So you have to sort of show some sort of ability. If you're the king or queen, I mean, God love Elizabeth, whatever, but she didn't win. She didn't show anything. She just got born into it. And that's kind of.
Yeah, she was born into it.
That's right.
She didn't work for it the way I worked for what I'm doing now.
I work
to be sitting where I am.
That's right. So that part sucks. Although, mind you, we're very lucky. I mean, we could have been born in many parts of the world where we would have been in a horrible disadvantage. Heck, we could have been born as a frog or a bird or a tree or whatever. So we're lucky in that way. But, yeah, so that part isn't that great. And then the last question we asked everybody was, do you think, Simon, do you think there is still room for the monarchy in today's world? So do you think that there's still room for kings and queens in 2022?
In my opinion, Dave, with what's been going on, I think that should stop.
Yeah.
I think monarchy, in my opinion, if it was me, I would end it. I would end it by now.
Interesting. So I think I'm kind of on. That one's a hard question because I can see both sides, but I think I agree with you. I think the monarchy, kind of passé. You know, I don't think it's needed anymore. I think we can spend our money different ways. It's easier for me to say it in relation to Canada and the British monarchy. I think if I was British, I think I would have a stronger sense of tradition with the monarchy, and I maybe would want to continue it. But honestly, way out here in Canada, I like British music and I like British soccer, but we don't need the king and queen in our back pocket, or having them in us in their back pocket. I don't know, whatever it is. So I agree with you, Simon. And I agree with Marshall and Mark and Jen and Sandra and I'm not sure if you asked Roseanne, but maybe you did. You bring a lot to the world of Cheers. I would not say that either of us are kings or queens, but like Marshall said, we are providing an opportunity for people to share their opinions in a situation where the person who is the host has a brain injury as well, which I think is important. So I'm not going to buy you a crown, Simon, but I'm going to say you're an incredibly important part of our community, and keep on doing the good work. And it's always fun to be your Robin to your Batman, the peanut butter to your jam. Alrighty?
All right.
Have a great night. And thanks, everyone, for listening. We will be back next month. I can't believe it. The next time we talk, it'll be almost Halloween. Maybe we'll do a Halloween episode. Should we do a Halloween episode? That might be fun.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I would always like to get Amanda's opinion on certain things.
All right. Next month, maybe we'll finally have my wife as a guest. I'll have to pay her some big bucks. But we'll see if she'll stay up to play with me. All right. Thank you. All right, Simon. Have a great night, buddy.
Good night, too, Dave.
All right. Good night, everybody.